Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today I wanted to talk to you about some specific tips for niche selection and where you should probably focus your efforts on. So when it comes to choosing a niche for a high-ticket dropshipping store, there's lots of different sort of general categories you can start with. A few of them are in the home and around the home, and a few of them are more around like hobbies, transportation, recreation, those sort of things. And then a few of them are more like business to business, office, you know, like workspaces, commercial industries, things like that. Okay, so if you want a list of 99 of the top niches that are separated into those three different categories, you can get my list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. You'll also get a free training on my three tips on how to choose a profitable niche as well. So go get that today. And what I'll talk about today, though, is why you would want to choose one over the other. So I was having a coaching call last night with a new turnkey store client of ours. And what he was asking me was, would it be better to get into kind of like a home-based niche or a hobby niche or a commercial niche? Why I would recommend one over the other? And it's a good question because it's a hard decision to make. And when you're first getting started with an online business, or maybe you've kind of dabbled and you've never really been successful, it's hard to make that decision, right? Because it's kind of a big decision, and it's going to mean like all the work that you put out for the next maybe month or two is going to be focused on this specific product category in the specific niche market, helping a very targeted group of people and their wants, needs, and desires, right? And solving their problems. So to make the decision, I'm going to give you kind of a intersection of what you should consider the way that you will choose your niche. And the intersection is, number one, profitability. And what that basically means is that if there's enough demand for the product online, if there's enough suppliers, if there are already websites online that are selling that product that are online only, that are drop shipping, you know, that makes that niche profitable. So make sure that the niche is profitable first. That's first and foremost. If you get into a niche that's not profitable, or it's going to be too much of a headache to run, you know, for instance, like the target market isn't people that can afford the product, it's more like broke people, that's going to be a pain in the butt to run. Okay, so profitability, making sure the target market right, that's really important. Okay. I explain all this stuff in my Niche Hacks course, by the way, so if you're interested in actually watching over my shoulder as I do real-world research to find out exactly how you determine if a niche is profitable and if the target market is right, go to ecommerceparadise.com/nichehacks, and you'll be able to get access to my course where I explain all that. It's a really low price right now, and it's on sale, so definitely check that out. Now, the second thing is more to do with you, actually, as an entrepreneur, because what I find is that a lot of people are not exactly as passionate about building a business as they might think they are in the beginning. And this is because of a thing called the dip. In business, when you first start, it's really hard to get going, okay? You have to put a lot of work up front. And so usually in the very beginning, there's a rise of excitement. And so you're excited about it, and you first get started, you first do the research, and you're really, you know, building up your energy about it. And then after that, there's a dip. And the dip is because you start realizing how much work needs to be done to build your store out, to do more research, to get profitable you know, products added to your store, to recruit suppliers, to optimize your store, to set up all your email marketing, your Facebook ads, your Google ads, to do social media marketing, you know, and to scale your store with content and SEO. And there's tons of things that need to be done, right? It's not just one little thing. And so there's usually a dip. And it takes a lot of time to get through that dip sometimes, especially if you're already working a job, if you already are, you know, have a family, you know, a lot of things on your plate to do. It can take a lot of time. So you need to choose something like a niche that's going to be passionate for you to every single day think about, wow, I really want to get into this website and optimize it. I really want to call these suppliers. I want to be that spokesperson for my company. I want to be the main person behind that company that's leading it forward. I want to be the CEO. I want to be the director of marketing, the director of operations. I want to do everything. Because if you want it that bad, then you'll get it. But it isn't really until you want it badly enough that you'll actually get it. And that's another thing that is super true in pretty much everything you do in life. You really have to have a burning desire to actually achieve your goals, okay? So obviously, first thing to do is to write your goals down and what you want. But then if you actually want to achieve those goals, you've got to put a plan of action into place and discipline yourself to take action every single day to achieve that. And one of the shortcuts to that, or fast track ways to fast track that, is to actually be very passionate about the niche that you're getting into. Okay? Again, this isn't absolutely 100% necessary, especially for people that are advanced marketers that have been doing it for a long time. You know how to sell pretty much anything. You're not going to need to be passionate about it particularly to sell it. But in the very beginning, you do need passion. Passion is something you need. And passion just building a business isn't going to be enough, okay? Passion needs to come about the product. And you need to be passionate about the product. You need to be passionate about the industry. And you need to be passionate about the people that you're selling to and the people that you're helping solve their problems with that product. Because you're going to be taking phone calls. You're going to be selling through email. You're going to be selling through live chat. You're going to be doing the sales. You're going to be doing the customer support, especially in the beginning, before you have profitability to hire a VA and train them to do everything for you. And you might even just decide to keep continuing to do it because you're the best at it, okay? So make sure that you understand that profitability comes first, but then passion should definitely come next. And a lot of people don't say, a lot of people say, oh, passion doesn't matter, profitability over passion. And yes, that is true. Profitability comes first, but passion is a big second, okay? So don't discount that. It's really important to understand that you need to have some emotional backing behind what you're doing in order to sustain yourself through that dip. And as soon as you sustain through the dip, you're going to see that rise and you're going to have the snowball effect. You're going to start getting a lot of sales, a lot of orders, and you're going to have success, okay? So you'll go through all these hard times in your journey. Like, you know, I usually say you're going to take 2 steps forward and 1 step back. And that's just kind of how it goes in entrepreneurship. Great things are going to happen, and then other things are going to happen that set you back a little bit. But you got to get past those setbacks and obstacles to move forward and to move your business forward. And your business will move forward. You just have to keep working on it. And by the way, as you're doing it, you have to make sure that you're not just working on it, but you're actually passionately building the best possible content you can build for your business. And it's just, you know, it's an awesome thing once you understand that that is the secret sauce to it. You're going to do so much better with your business, okay? And lastly, I'd like to say it's really important to have a foundation of a network and a support group, okay? So the worst thing you can possibly do as an entrepreneur is to try to do this all by yourself. Doing it all by yourself is basically going to mean that you're kind of on a deserted island somewhere, or maybe even better, you're in a cave and, you know, you're trying to help the world, but you're all by yourself and it can burn you out. We as human beings, we rely on emotional connection with each other. Okay. So it's really hard to be successful and to find success in whatever you're doing if you don't have that emotional connection with other people around you that are doing the same thing. Okay, so communication is key. Network as much as possible. I go to networking conferences a lot in my industry, in the e-commerce industry. I'm going to be going to a conference called DCBKK in October. I'm going to a conference called, November? In December, I'm going to Affiliate World. In January, I'm going to be going to LaunchCon. And I forget the one in November already. But anyways, there's a bunch of them. And these events are awesome because you can go to the events and you can have a great time and you can meet a lot of people that are into the same things that you're into, and you can build these connections that are going to last a lifetime. And these friendships, these connections will help you connect to other people and other things. And sometimes it's crazy, but you'll learn the most from people that you talk to as opposed to just from online or reading books. And this is because of the emotional connection that you have. Because when you have an emotional connection with somebody and they actually give you a tip to do something, it changes you. It changes your beliefs way more. This goes back to how our brains work and how we evolved as human beings and as tribes, right? And how communication happened. And now that it happens so quickly, it's easy to forget that, like, oh yeah, I can, you know, it's easy to think, oh, I can just sign up for all these online courses and read all these books and I'll be fine. Well, it's not true. You actually have to do that, and you have to go and connect with people in your space so that you can get kind of the secrets that what they're doing, and also share with them and stuff like that, and connect. And truly, you're going to be better known in your industry if you connect with those people in person, as opposed to just over the phone or on emails or whatever. When they see you in person and they like you, and you can actually build rapport and a friendship with that person, you become a person that has much more meaning in their life, okay? They'll remember you. And if you can become that person that they'll remember and follow up and become a friend with them, you can drive business forward so much more. You can make these amazing business relationships with people. So don't forget about that, guys. Build your business so that it's going to thrive. Start with profitability, back it up with passion, and never stop networking. Network with suppliers, network with customers, network with your peers, and have fun with it. Enjoy your life, travel, relax, and take a break when you need to and rest. But those are my tips for niche selection. And when it comes to choosing a niche that's in the home versus in the hobbies versus in the commercials, match it up with whatever you think is most profitable. It's something that you're passionate about, and it's in an industry you can network in. Okay, that's what matters. Thanks for watching, guys. Again, you can get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. If you want to learn more about high-ticket dropshipping, go to ecommerceparadise.com/secrets, where you can get my free mini course. And if you want to enroll in my masterclass, go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.